Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning, the economy. Well, which way is the economy going? With us today is one of our country's top five economists. We have with us Stephen Moore. Good morning, Stephen Moore. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm doing well, and I'm very pleased by that jobs report we got yesterday that shows about a million, new jobs created in July. Really blockbuster number. It shows that this recovery continues. As I've said many times on your show before, I think by far the most important reason this economy is recovering so quickly is because we had Operation Warp Speed, and we've got this vaccine that, despite some of the increases in cases due to the Delta variant, we're still making huge progress in terms of conquering this terrible virus, and that's got people back on the job. That's got businesses reopening. I am worried. I was just in New York for the first time. I saw you, in fact, in New York, and that was the first time I've been in New York in probably 16, 17, 18 months. Used to go every week, but you can tell in New York even things aren't quite back to normal, but we're getting there, John. We really are, and I'm quite impressed with the level of recovery that we've seen.
Now, the other thing on what the president is doing is asking the American people to go to electric cars by 20, 30, 40, 50%, and he wants to spend taxpayer dollars and is saying that all the top car companies want to do it. Well, if the American people don't want electric cars, does that mean the car companies are going to go broke again?
That's a great question, John. I mean, first of all, do you know what percentage of all cars on the road today are electric vehicles?
How many?
2%. 2%. So that means 98% of the cars take gasoline. They don't take a battery. And so, you know, it is one of the greatest fantasies I've ever heard when Joe Biden says cars bought that are Teslas and electric cars in 10 years. It's not going to happen. It's almost statistically impossible unless they outlaw cars that are, driven and powered by gasoline. So, and by the way, Americans have a love affair with the combustible engine. And
I want my GTO back.
There you go. I used to have a Camaro and a Mustang and, you know, those wonderful cars. You know, a lot of people don't like electric vehicles. They, you know, 20% of the electric vehicles that are bought, people trade in to go back to the old-fashioned cars because they don't like having to charge them up all the time. They don't running out of electric power and getting stranded in the middle of the road and that kind of thing. So, look, by the way, I'm not against electric vehicles. I've driven them. They're incredible. They're really incredible, and they're a lot of fun to drive. But I think that my point, John, is it should be up to the motorists and the people who are buying the cars what car they want to get, not the government. Since when does the government tell us what kind of car we have to buy?
You're absolutely correct there. And where are we going to get all this electricity to charge all those cars?
Well, exactly. I mean, look, the people are going to continue to buy cars. I think what really bothers me, I talked about this on the Kudlow TV show this past week, is that you've got now the auto industry is sort of connected at the hip with government. And I hate that. I mean, we should have our auto companies that are producing for the market, not for government. And yet we are moving towards a situation where, and by the way, when that happens, it's not too long before the government just takes over the auto industry, which I think would be a terrible idea. Let's let the market.
Well, I'm a little prejudiced. I'm in the oil business, but I'm going to tell all the people that own General Motors stock and Ford stock, if they decide to go into electric cars, short the stock.
I'm not. I'm not an expert on what stocks to buy, but it's a big bet that these auto companies are making. It's being steered by government. But you know what, John? Nobody bothered to ask the customers, right?
You're right.
Nobody
Absolutely
asked the
right.
Customers.
Well, what else? We got a minute left. What else were you going to tell all the Americans on a Sunday morning?
So I wanted to mention one other thing about the economy. So we started this conversation by talking about, you know, a good recovery, a good report for jobs. I think, I don't think we're going to see a lot more of these, you know, reports because we're getting close to, you know, full employment. But I will say this. I think the worst thing we could do, John, the worst thing we could do now is have a massive increase in government spending and debt. and a massive increase in regulation of the economy with higher taxes. And I'm very worried about that $4 trillion reconciliation bill that Biden has supported and is pushing very hard. He thinks he can get that through without a single Republican vote. But I'll tell you this, you know, what you're going to get if you have $4 trillion of more debt and government spending, and you're going to get inflation. And even though wages in this last report rose by 4%, that's a good number, right? A 4% increase in wages over the last year. But guess what, John? Inflation was up 5%. So people's wages, even though they went up, they didn't keep pace with inflation. And if you think inflation is bad now, folks, wait till Biden passes a $4 trillion money printing spending bill with new debt. I think it was going to be catastrophic if that happens. And when something isn't broke, you don't need to fix it.
Steve Moore, thank you for the update, and we'll catch up with you again next week. And I'm going to be watching More Money every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock on WABCRadio.com.
Thanks, John. On 77 WABC Talk Radio.
Take care.